right, welcome into Teens Talk Sports for the week of February 18th. Josh and Jesse on vacation this week. He's on the phone line. Jesse, can you hear us?
I am right here. I'm hanging out on vacation. And, you know, I still have time to put the effort in to save the podcast this week. So I am here. I'm here ready to talk about some sports.
That's always a good thing that Jesse's ready to talk about some sports. We were off the air last week. We had some technical issues. I don't know if you saw this on our new board. We have a new forum.
Brand new discussion forum. You can join. We have topics. You can talk about football, baseball, hockey, whatever you want to talk about. It's there on the discussion boards for you to talk about. And, you know, we're members. You can talk to us, you know, through the internet. It's a lot of fun. We already have a bunch of members up and join. You know, it's a new online community, and it's a lot of fun.
Okay. Also, our website is Teens. You have to go to our website first. Go to teenstalksports.com. All one word, TEENSTALK, sports.com.
And then check out the big link right on the homepage to the discussion board.
Jesse in Florida right now, I'm sure. He's pretty happy. He's out of the weather. It was around 17 degrees, but the high was 18, I remember, on Thursday up here in New York. So, weather around the country, especially in the Northeast, has not been that good with Jesse in Florida right now.
We left right before the storm, so thank God we did not, you know, have to deal with it. But to my understanding, did you hear about this JetBlue?
The JetBlue, yes.
Plane was stuck on the runway.
JetBlue planes are still canceled.
What?
There are plenty of JetBlue planes going to be canceled tomorrow, canceled today.
It's ridiculous.
It's a whole mess. JetBlue is going to be losing a lot of money. Not that airlines don't have enough money in the first place, but...
Of course.
They're going to be losing a lot of money.
The plane was stuck on the runway for 10 hours.
10 hours, right.
And they would not let the people off the plane. And actually, one of my friend's cousins was on the plane, and they gave him one free round-trip ticket to wherever JetBlue flies. Do you think they could have given him a little more than that?
After that, I wouldn't want to fly on JetBlue again.
Exactly. I wouldn't even want to go near a plane. I'd rather drive or something.
Well, no. Planes are fine. Planes are fine. As long as it's not JetBlue, right?
JetBlue has the TVs. You gotta love the TVs.
This is why America's fat. We've explained this in many shows. All we would do is want to watch TV and eat the peanuts on the airplane.
They have the blue chips.
That's right, the blue chips. You have to keep with...
You're on JetBlue. It's part of the experience.
You have to keep with the JetBlue theme.
Of course. They make it so that way everything is blue.
Okay. Let's get to sports, because that's what the show is about. Scottie Pippen. He wants to come out of retirement. He wants to return to the NBA for a chance to win his 7th championship ring. Obviously, he was on the Chicago Bulls, he was Michael Jordan's ringman for a number of years.
The great era of the Chicago Bulls of the 90s when that was the best franchise team in the world.
He wanted to return to the league. In an interview, he said, and I quote, "I know I have the skills, and I think it's sort of been on my mind for the last couple months. It's just about me going out and polishing my skills." He was horrible when he played. He hasn't played since October 5th, 2004.
That seems like a pretty long time ago, but it's really not. 2004 is only about 2.5 years ago. 3.5 years ago.
He won 6 titles with Michael Jordan and the Bulls, and was part of the U.S. Olympic team.
Rodman and Jordan, they created such a great playing machine. That Bulls team was insane in the 90s, and that you could not even come close to beating them. And Scottie Pippen was one of the main causes of that.
Okay, another point I want to bring up this week. Roger Clemens in an interview saying he is 20-80% chance of him playing next season and would be playing with either the Red Sox, the Yankees, or the Astros. What are your thoughts on that, Jesse?
I think that as a baseball fan, I want him to come back. He's Roger Clemens. It doesn't seem appropriate to play a baseball season without having Roger Clemens, you know, in the league. I think that he'll be back with the Astros. You know, everybody's saying he might go to the Yankees, he might go to the Red Sox. have a feeling that he'll just, if he, because this is showing me that he doesn't really want to play, but if he does, I think the smallest effort will required will have him playing with the Astros, because the Astros, you know, he's already there, he's already situated in. Obviously, you know, he was with the Yankees and the Red Sox, he was with the Red Sox in the 80s, and the
a lot of Yankee fans hated Roger Clemens when he first came over to the Yankees, and they realized, oh, Roger Clemens is a good pitcher. Why are we hating this guy? Because he was with the Red Sox.
The Yankee fans will like anybody who's good on their team. Doesn't matter what the guy is. But anyway, I have a feeling he'll be back with the Astros.
No, he's not going to be back with the Astros. I don't see him. You see, if he would have been back with the Astros, it seemed like he would have signed earlier with the Astros because they're local. And the Astros, you know, last year, the Astros, very laid back. You know, he was able to play with his former teammate, Andy. Oh, I hurt my elbow 40 million times. Pet it. Then the Astros let him play coming in June. They let him come in June. So he had so many benefits playing to the Astros. I wouldn't be surprised if he went back to the Astros. I doubt he's going to Boston. I don't think so.
I don't see that happening. I don't see Boston having anything to do with Roger Clemens.
No, Boston would take Roger Clemens back in a heartbeat. No question about that.
No, absolutely. And another reason why, as I was trying to say before, Andy Pettit, you know, and that was his friend on the Astros, and now he moved to the Yankees, and that's kind of saying, you know, come on, Roger, it's you know, let's join the Yankees, let's go back. Andy Pettit has been in many interviews saying that, you know, it was really like a homecoming for him, and that he felt right at home, you know, when he came back to that Yankees team. And I have a feeling that might also be the case with Clemens. He might secretly want to go back to New York. You know, he'll be definitely welcomed when he comes back to Yankee Stadium.
Bernie Williams, the manager of the Yankees, Joe Torre, wants him to come down, nagging him to come down. It doesn't seem like Brian Cashman, the GM of the New York Yankees, wants him there. He's offered him, you know, Bernie, we'll give you a minor league contract, but it seems like Joe Torre wants different.
I agree with you. I think that Cashman doesn't want to be in a financial situation where he has to pay Bernie a big contract.
It seems like Steinbrenner's not calling the shots anymore.
No. That was a big story in the papers that Steinbrenner is not as important or as influential as he used to be. You know, the owner of the Yankees, you know, pretty big guy, you know, he would cut players for various reasons. He would yell, he would scream, he'd put up a big fight, he'd always, you know, have the crazy news conferences. But now it seems like it's more of a Cashman-Torre thing, which I don't like. I always like Steinbrenner calling the shots, because it just made me laugh. You know, being a Mets fan, just looking at the Yankees and watching all of that happen, it made me laugh a little bit. I thought it was pretty funny.
Okay, Bernie Williams, do you think, should he play on the Yankees? Is he too old? Is he out of it?
I don't feel like he should be playing on the Yankees. I think that I have too much respect for this guy to have him put in the minor leagues. I have too much respect for him to have him to be on the cover of the paper with this whole scandal with the contract. Get out of it, Bernie. Retire. Get your number retired at Yankee Stadium. Be in Monument Park and just end it.
Okay, as Brian Cashman today in Newsday on Sunday, February 18th, said that if Bernie believes he can compete and be better than who's out there, then come and show it.
See, that's tough. You have Johnny Damon in center field. It's like a big competition in that Yankees outfield. I don't know what's going down with that. I hope that Bernie does get a spot on the team.
You see, he's not. I doubt he's going to play for anybody else but New York.
No, that's another thing. If New York says, you know, listen,
maybe the Mets should offer him a contract, right?
What?
Maybe the Mets should offer him a contract.
I don't think
it'll be the geriatric team. You can add more patients. Add more patients to the hospital.
What?
Add more patients to the geriatric home.
Yes, of course. Instead of directions to Shea Stadium, it should be like directions to Shea Senior Citizens Home.
Okay, Jesse.
I thought it was funny.
All right. Okay, let's get on to, I want to bring up, of course, the ex-running back, who was a running back last year, of the New York Football Giants, Tiki Barber, is in negotiations to sign a contract with NBC.
To be an anchor.
To be a reporter. I don't know. Is it a reporter or reporter and be on the Sunday football show they've got. He was on. He had a contract with Fox News. He was on Fox and Friends during the off season, which is one of our favorite shows, right?
Yes, Josh and I are big fans of the Fox and Friends TV show.
Tiki Barber. I don't look at when I look at Tiki Barber. I don't know why. I get caught up in his head.
He looks like a golf ball.
How long do you think it takes him to shine that every day? Right? It's always
he
nice and shiny.
And they just rub it on his head and you know get it all shined up. He's ready to go.
I guess they charge you the same price for a haircut as well, waxing, right? You can go to the car wash for him, right?
Yes. I don't want to see this guy on TV. I don't understand why he retired. I mean, he has the money. Don't wuss out. Play football. Don't like pursue other dreams. You're playing football. That's plenty of people's dreams. Stop trying to do something else. Wait until you're older. He had a great season with the Giants this year. Obviously, that didn't work out. But he had a great season with the Giants. Why end your career on such a good note with something so dumb? I understand we all want to be sportscasters. That would be lovely for me to be on a pregame show for NBC or something. But just play football. You can play 5 more seasons, Tiki. Why'd you quit on us? I don't get it.
Okay, yeah, on a game Saturday, February 17th at Madison Square Garden, Rangers player Brian Shanahan was attended to by all medical personnel, and he was hurt pretty badly. I don't know if you saw that on TV.
Yes, he
was removed in a stretcher, and it was a pretty violent collision he was in. I just want to put my best hat to him and his family.
Yeah.
He
was just released from the hospital, actually.
Okay, yeah, that's definitely a good sign.
That's very good for the Rangers, and obviously he's not starting the next game. But actually, the Rangers did win today, 2-1. So they can still come back without Shanahan, so that's very good for them. On a hockey note, Sidney Crosby of the Pittsburgh Penguins, this guy, he's talked about as the best player in the NHL. And he is the best player in the NHL. I'm not a big hockey fan, as you can tell, but I watched the game he played in, and I decided to go look up his stats. He has 90 points this season. He is on fire. He's not that old. He was born in 87, so he's 20 years old. Right. I think that this guy could go somewhere really great. I think this guy could be somewhere where Wayne Gretzky is. In relation to hockey, you know, Hall of Fame or whatever they do. Do you agree, Josh? Do you see this guy having, like, a great future in the NHL?
Yes and no. You know, it's like, he's okay. You know, I'm not, like, a big hockey fan, but when I turn it on, I see him as he's a little bit overrated, I'd say. A little bit. You know what? You see his points, put him up there a little bit.
Well, he is the points leader for the NHL.
Right.
But 90 points, that's pretty impressive. And he is 20 years old. He was born in 1987. So for somebody of that age to be competing with these old, you know, big Russian guys that are on fire, he's not that big of a guy. He only weighs 200 pounds. And I believe he's 5'9". I'm not sure if that's correct. But he is very good. I don't understand where he came from. A couple years ago, I don't remember the name Sidney Crosby coming up, and then all of a sudden, this guy is on fire, scoring 90 points.
This is for everybody who says we don't talk enough about hockey.
Yes, we want to point this out. Also, another alternative sport that I want to bring up. I'm trying to bring the show around. We're going to talk about different things. Charles Howell, the third for the PGA.
No, you know, you really want to concentrate on you don't want to concentrate on Charles Howell, whatever you want to call him, the third. Phil Mickelson.
Well, no, this is it. This guy, Charles Howell the third, parred the third hole on sudden death this Sunday, a couple hours ago, and he won the Nissan Open. And surprisingly, this I did not expect this to happen. He denied Phil Mickelson his second PGA Tour victory in a row. So this guy Howell the third.
Well, Phil Mickelson won at the Pebble Beach AT&T Pebble Beach National last week.
Yes.
Going for two in a row this week.
So obviously he came up short. But you look at Mickelson, I saw the shot on television. He hit a shot from very far away, just missed the hole. So Mickelson, you know, wasn't on his game right there, and in a very exciting sudden death match, Howell the Third comes up on top. Other good news.
Well, you want to get to the NBA a little bit from the All-Star game last night. Boston's Gerald Green capped All-Star Saturday with an aerobic leap. Did you see that one on TV?
Yes, he jumped over Nate Robinson, which I thought was funny.
Yes.
Because Nate Robinson did the same thing.
Nate Robinson was the ex-winner of the slam dunk contest.
Yes.
Okay, going back to Golfly Fast, Charles out with a third shot, a final round, 6-under. Under 65, which, you know, he beat Phil Mickelson. He was seeking his second victory at the Nissan Open, but the final hole bogey left him in a playoff with Charles Howell III, who earned his second career win with a par third in the par in the third extra hole.
On that Nissan Open.
In the Nissan
anyway,
Open.
Nate Robinson got jumped over, and then Joe Green for the clincher. He jumped over, it looked to me like a mat, a very big mat, that of course had the NBA All-Star Game logo on it. They can't go anywhere without having that on it. And it seems to me
these All-Star Games are way too, like, overrated.
Yeah.
Like, you know what, I could care less about these All-Star Games.
But see, to me, it seems like All-Star Games have kind of lost their touch. There's so much around them. It's not the All-Star Game, it's now the All-Star Weekend. And we don't just have the game, we have the Celebrity Shootout. We have this Rookies versus Sophomores game. We have all the advertising, we have the parties, the after parties. And then finally, the game comes at the last possible minute. That's Sunday night at 8:00.
Well, you know, which stood out to me, the only Knicks player, well, two Knicks players that were there, well, two Knicks players that are notables that were there yesterday, David Lee, he dominated, he was a dominating leader in the
30 points at the, he led the sophomores to a win. He was the MVP of that game, and like Josh and I have said numerous times, this guy is the heart and soul of the Knicks team. He is the only
player that definitely, like, one of the players you want to have in your team. One positive for the Knicks team right now, which there are not too many positives for that team.
Of course, there's not too many. But as I was saying before, All-Star Games, they've kind of lost a lot of their meaning. One of the things that I don't like about baseball is the MLB All-Star Game. Besides for the fact of all the stupid stuff, I don't think the Home Run Derby is anything. I think it's just a waste of time. That's just my opinion.
It's all publicity. It's like, who can hit the most home runs? You put that on TV. MLB, whoa, it's so cool. Everyone's hitting home runs. Then you get to the real game. Someone will hit one home run a game, and it'll be boring.
Yes. And that's why I don't like how it decides who gets home field advantage for the World Series. That, to me, is one of the dumbest...
You know, people can complain about that for 20 years now. They're not going to change it. They're not going to change it. If you and me complain about it, they're not changing that, okay?
Well, we're very important.
Yes. We definitely put our thoughts definitely dominate what MLB thinks.
Yes, of course. And do you remember a couple of years ago they had that tie? That had me rethinking being a baseball fan. That really disappointed me. With the tie, they were bringing out pitchers pitching for the 18th inning. That was not a lot of fun, but it's just crazy with the All-Star games, what they've turned into, and how they're not really about the All-Star, it's about the voting for the All-Stars, it's about the celebrities that are there, and the softball games, and the charity, and the advertisements.
It's all about making money for the NBA, for the ML, Major League Baseball. It's all about making money, which I'm kind of surprised they don't have enough money already, which is kind of like surprises me.
You gotta just keep giving more. There's no way that you could have enough money.
You know what? No. So let's get something exciting. First baseball game, first spring training game, 1 week away.
1 week.
1 week away. Does that like fit in? Does that like?
It seems like minutes ago that the playoffs were ending, that the World Series were ending, and the Cardinals, beat the Tigers. That seems like a very short time ago, and we're already starting spring training. For most or all teams, pitchers and catchers have started, and all the other players are starting to report. You have that smell of baseball in the air, and it's a week away.
What is that baseball? I don't know what it smells like. Normally it smells like drunk people and hot dogs.
Yes. Drunk people, hot dogs.
I don't get that. Josh, I don't get that feeling by my place here.
Yes. Josh has the hot dogs and the beer going.
No, 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 it's only the smell. I don't got any beer going, no.
Just the stench of baseball in his house.
Not yet, no. The smell doesn't come to my house. The smell, it's when I first arrive at the baseball stadium, and I'm like, so how many people are not going to be signing up for the I'm going to be sober at the game so I can get a free soda today?
Yes, that's one of our favorite things to do. The ushers are so dumb that you sign up, they have the thing that if you wear this little wristlet, that means that you'll be the designated driver and they give you a free soda.
Okay. Randy Johnson, ex-Yankee, now Diamondback. He vented on the Yankees and how he wasn't so great, and with more excuses, you know, saying that it was the media's fault. The media treated him wrong. The media didn't put his injuries out there.
I have a question for you. How does the media affect your playing on the baseball field?
No. Well, wait a second. The media, he's saying the media said that they didn't publicize his injuries.
Should not even be looking at the paper, reading about themselves.
Well, I don't see why not. But the thing is, he's just coming up with excuse after excuse. You know, when he was here, he was complaining, you know, his mechanics was screwed up and this and that. Now it comes out with another excuse. Randy Johnson is full of bull. The best thing the Yankees did was get rid of him.
Yes. Ryan, you know what? Why say these things? You know what, we forgot about you, Randy Johnson. All right, fine, you left New York, we don't care. Goodbye, go to Arizona. Stop making these comments. It's New York.
Once you get to Arizona, people stop caring about you.
Exactly. Once you get to Arizona, you don't have media at all there. That's what you get for coming to New York. That's one of the big things, where people don't want to play in New York, or they do want to play in New York. You have to deal with it. Every single news thing is located.
And you get back to Alex Rodriguez with that, like, you know, he's the way he's taking New York.
He's not taking it well. I mean, well, he's been solid in the regular season. There's no way of denying that. He's played pretty good defense.
Nah, he hasn't been. His defense, I'm not going to argue his defense. His offense has been atrocious.
You can't say he's been atrocious for the whole year.
He's been atrocious in the playoffs, horrible.
In the playoffs, no.
And offensively, he has not been that good. He has not come through in the clutch many times.
No, I agree with you, but many times he has. The regular season, he is not.
But the times he does not stand out the most. That's what it is. The times he does not come through in the clutch stand out the most.
Exactly, but that's the playoffs.
But no, I'm saying the regular season, in big positions, he did not come through. Plenty of big positions. That's what's standing out in people's minds. Every time that Alex Rodriguez did not come through.
Josh, but I'm saying in the regular season.
In the regular season, plenty of times he did not come through.
But plenty of times he did.
But
he has a whole...
People don't remember the times he came through. People remember the times he screwed up.
Exactly, and that sucks for him, but that's not helpful. I'm trying to focus on some of the good things that he does. As hard as it may be, he's not terrible. You can't say for the regular season. I'm talking about the regular season.
It doesn't matter what you're talking about. He hasn't played up to his full potential. And the Yankees are throwing away money for this player who hasn't played up to his potential. I don't see why you cannot play up to your potential. I cannot take. Oh, the media is in my face. The media is in my face. I don't care about the media. When you get in the baseball field, there's no media in your face. When you perform in the baseball field is what you do. There's no excuses.
No, I agree with you. But he does play miserable. For the postseason, there is absolutely no excuse for
him. Stop making excuses for Alex Rodriguez.
See,
yes, I called him Alice.
Alex?
Alice, with a C.
Alice.
Okay. Alice Rodriguez on the Teen Song Sports Podcast. Of course, if you want to give us a call to get into the fun, which you can tell we're all having here, 206-203-0033. Check out the website, teensongsports.com. That's if you made it this far on the program.
If you haven't hung up with us, we thank you for listening.
All right, Teen Stalk Sports, teenstalksports.com. Drop us a line. Drop us your dirt, whatever you want to say.
Tell us what you think of the website. We put a lot of time into it. I think it's pretty darn good.
Podcast@teenstalksports.com.
That's the email.
It's podcast@teenstalksports.com. should I say, podcast at teenstalksports.com.
And just in case you didn't catch our email address, it's podcast at teenstalksports.com.
Of course, Jesse has to insert his little funny bits every time we do a show.
But see, this isn't fair to me, Josh. You go on a whole little tangent, you say the thing five times, you say the email address five times. You say it once after I said it five times.
What? You said it once after I've said it five times. So, do we need it said six times?
But do we need it said five times? See, what I'm trying to say is, I can't get one word out without a wisecrack from Josh. Josh, okay.
Well, you know what? We'll handle the stuff after the show. Okay?
Well, I guess we will. Maybe we'll fight it out. If Josh has a broken arm in the next show...
Or if Jesse is no longer on Teen Talk Sports, then you'll see what happens.
then just ignore it. You know what I mean? Just kind of forget about it.
Let's get to things that are pathetic on this show. It's called the Eastern Conference in the National Basketball Association.
Yes.
Toronto at 29-24. Leading the way, the Raptors, the Nets, 25-29. Of course, I don't know if you all remember, the Nets were a great team, mediocre at least, for the last 3-4 years. Going to the NBA Finals and, you know, not winning.
But they still there.
But they were still making the playoffs. Now 25-29, 4.5 games back at 463. But then you look at your New York Knickerbockers. We're 23-30, still lagging behind in third place with six games behind. It is pathetic.
I don't want to say the whole league because I've gained a little bit.
All these teams.
That entire conference.
In the last 10 years, every team in this division has been good. Yeah, Toronto, okay, but Toronto was okay. The Nets used to be what were a great team, and they had the kid, the Jefferson, and the Kmart combination. Well, they haven't had Vince Carter for about 2 years, and
lots of respect, because when you think of a championship, you're not usually thinking of Toronto, and when I think of Toronto, I'm still thinking of the Vince Carter Toronto team.
Every time I see the Nets play the Toronto Raptors in Toronto, he gets it badly there, Carter.
Oh, yeah.
He gets it real badly. I don't know, that it's that Canadian thing. I don't know what it is.
The addition of him leaving the team, you know,
Played hockey, right? What if he was a hockey player? He'd get it even worse.
The hockey, well, see, he has the pads on, so he can take more. So if he gets thrown like a rock at him, it won't hurt as much because he has the pads on.
It doesn't matter. It's the self-esteem. It's what it is.
It's true. It must be pretty demeaning to be a baseball player or a football player or anything to get booed at when they announce your name or 50,000 screaming fans booing at you.
Well, it depends where you go. If you go to a Devil Ray game, there's about 5 people there, so you're not going to hear much.
Well, when you go to a Marlins game, even if they're doing good, you got 4 people there. You could be sitting anywhere. They won't even care. The Devil Rays and the Marlins, I don't know what it is with this Florida baseball, but it ain't too popular.
It is, but, like, you know, everyone from Florida is like, I'm a Met fan, I'm a Yankee fan. Everyone's, you know, a fan of the other team, and it's like only when the Mets... If you notice, if you watch a Met game, or you watch a Met or Yankee game in Florida, Miami, you'll hear Met fans screaming, let's go Mets.
Because all the Mets fans were all the old geezers from Queens, and they moved down to Florida.
Queens, wherever they're from.
Anywhere in the metropolitan area, they move down to Florida and they jump at the chance to see their beloved team. That's why also the spring training games for the Mets and the Yankees get a lot of publicity.
That's why they're all sold out. It's correct.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Spring training games. Have you ever been to one, Josh?
No, I have not.
Neither have I, and I would really love to get a first-hand experience of that because it seems like a lot of fun. You get a lot of one-on-one with the players. You have to scout it out. It's a lot of early baseball in March.
It seems like a lot of fun to go to a spring training game. Okay, that's the show for this week. We'll catch you back next week. We got so much more coming for you. Don't forget to give us a call, 206-203-0033. Drop us an email, podcast at teensalksports.com. Check out the website, teensalksports.com. Join the forum. It's all here on Teen Talk Sports. You'll have yourself a great week. Catch you back next week, y'all.
This has been an encore presentation of Cyclops Media Enterprises, the airwave of the future. See our website at cyclopsmedia.com. SYKLOPS media.com.
Cyclopsmedia.com.